So I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. And drink a beer.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm sitting in with Doc Bill from Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Hi, Doc Bill.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here. You know, if you're down on Sapelo Island, we also, since we're on the topic of beers, also have a brewery down, not a brewery, but we have a pub down there called The Trough.
Well, that's true. That's true. And they can get some American-made beers there?
You can get the American-made beers there. You can also get some few foreign beers, but mostly American-made beers. You can get a burger.
That's right. You can also get a burger there as well. The main thing is that you just need to go by there and check it out and see what they have there. So they also have soft drinks if you're not a beer drinker, or if you're not a drinker, they have that there as well. So there's a little bit of everything there. But what we're talking about today is this great tour that myself, Nicole, who's the creative producer sometimes on the show here, and a friend, Stephen, had a great time going all around. Some people call it crawling around Los Angeles, doing a pub and grub tour. So basically what we were doing was checking out all of the breweries that we had enough time to fit in, because there are a ton of them there, so we only hit a couple. But we were not only just sipping and tasting the beer, but we were also grubbing too. We had some great food. So in the last segment, we talked a little bit about the first place that we went, but the second place that we went is actually a brewery. And it's called the Golden, the pub at Golden Road. And they actually have a huge brewery there. And the Mohawk Bend that I just talked about actually serves a lot of the beers from Golden Road. So it was really kind of cool to get there, because when we first arrived, one of the first overriding things that you see there is how family friendly it is. So although they call it the pub, there are definitely a lot of families there and activities for the kids to do and a lot of energy and just, you know, fun stuff going on.
I mean, pub food opens itself up for the family, because usually it's going to be centered around a burger or a food that you eat with your fingers. And for kids, they'll find something on the menu that's not a problem whatsoever.
Well, there are some really good things on the menu there, too. But the first thing I want to tell you about this pub at Golden Road is really it has a neat story behind it, because one of the owners and one of the people who founded it is a young lady named Meg Gill. And she is considered the youngest female brewery owner in America, because she's only 27 years old. So she, along with Tony Yarno, started the Golden Road, and it's quite successful. Like I mentioned, I mean, other pubs and other establishments are serving their brewery there as well. One of the popular things that we found there was, again, a burger, because we were looking to match. And we got a chance to do a flight. And a flight is basically samples of the different beers. And I asked the question, you know, well, why do you guys call them flights? Do you know why it's called a flight?
No, I don't.
Well, it's because it's a sampling. So you know how you say a flight of stairs? So it's a group of something that's similar. So it's a group of similar things, similar beers. And they're little small sizes that you get a chance to sip and sample, just like you would if you were trying a sampling wine. So we got a chance to try a couple of different flights there as well. Now, Stephen did have a vegan spinach salad, and he added chicken to it. So I guess he wasn't feeling as guilty as I was about adding the pork to the burger, to the vegan burger. But we did have that. So it was a great way to add some yumminess to our beer flight. So it's a very friendly atmosphere. And again, I would definitely recommend that if you're out in Los Angeles, that you check out that pub. Even if you have your family with you, take the tour and just see how all of that is made. Then the next place that we went to was a place called Eagle Rock. And it is also a brewery. And what was really neat about Eagle Rock is that it's located in a little neighborhood, and you really, really get a chance to see how you can have the neighborhood combined with something that's really creative and unique, like a brewery.
I mean, that's, again, that whole idea of integrating the community into the event or to the place does a lot to make food more local. Get a lot more tasty varieties of things, and it's also good for the fact that it helps it really stresses the local business.
It really does, and you have then locals who are supporting your business, and it's very easy for them to do. You just walk right across the street. As a matter of fact, when we were driving up, we were looking for the place because we thought maybe we had the wrong address, because it fits so well into the community and into the neighborhood that it's also not imposing into the community. So it was great for that as well. But now at Eagle Rock, they don't sell food, but they do have food trucks sometimes that are there. But another neat thing, too, is that it was a father and son that started this by just brewing beer like in their garage in the basement. And then when they started Eagle Rock, the son, his name is Steve, decided that he would bring his wife in as well. So Jeremy and Steve is actually his father, started this in 2009 with an emphasis on sort of focusing on the core ingredients and trying some of those creative things, as I mentioned. So some of their beers actually had some very different flavors in them. And I will actually say that my favorite beers were at Eagle Rock, one called Nitro Solidarity and Solidarity. They were very low in alcohol and just had a really great taste. Tastes a little bit different.
I mean, a lot of people don't recognize this. Several years ago, it was illegal to brew your own beer at home here in Georgia. And they passed a law that allowed you to brew your own beer here as well as your own wine.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the controversy associated with that because according to the law at that time, it was 250 gallons of beer per person that was involved in that process. And some people felt that was limiting. But I used to make a lot of my own wine. And one year I made about 60 gallons, and that was a lot of work. A lot of it, you kept and gave away to friends and stuff. So I can't even imagine coming close to the limit.
Well, yeah. Well, one of the things that makes a craft brewery a craft brewery is that it is considered a small annual production. And what they call small is like 6 million barrels of beer, which that sounds like a ton of beer to me. But that's considered a small amount. So that's kind of interesting. But I don't think you were making that much, were you?
No, I'm not anywhere. Near that amount.
Not near that amount. Yeah, because you would have had me stomping the grapes. I would have looked like Lucy from the Lucy Show out there stomping the grapes, trying to get enough grapes for the wine. So I'm kind of glad about that. But I don't know, because you also used to use the wine in making ice cream, which was really nice as well.
Wine and making sorbets, and your own beer is fine to make. And I think if you've never made beer before, it's an experience. And you'll also find out about the fact that beer is a pressurized product. And if you don't do it right, you may have some surprises with a few bottles coming exploding.
Well, that's all part of the process. It's all part of the process. Now, the next stop that we had was to a place called Angel City Brewery. And that place also, too, was really, really cool. They had some really interesting blends that they were doing. They had a Mexican cola beer. They had an interesting blend of citrus, tamarind, and vanilla bean. And another one that was called the White Knight that had a blend of coffee and chocolate. And it was very low in alcohol as well. So some really, really cool tastes and everything. Now, I did have a chance because I was wondering, for me, it was a learning experience. And I was wondering if most people, if they decided to do a tour like this, if it would be a great learning experience for them. And just where can we find information about beer and food and things like that? And I found a guy named Joshua Lurie who has a website called foodgsp.com. And I got a chance to talk with him just about sort of the food and the beer scene there in Los Angeles. And basically what he shared with me is that creativity is definitely a focus of the breweries in California. And they're really looking to make their beers more hoppy. That's very popular there. And there's also a lot of farm to the bottle. So they use a lot of things, right from the farm, just like in other places. So if you're going out to LA, you definitely want to check out his website at foodgps.com. Okay, before we go to break, Doc Bill, I know you've done some of the, trying the beer and trying the wine, at home as a brewer. So I'm going to quiz you on a couple of things because, as I mentioned, one of the things that was great about this kind of pub and grub tour that we did was we learned a lot. So tell me a little bit about what does bitterness mean when you're talking about beer?
Bitterness comes from the hops, and it's a measure of the international bitterness. And it's measured in international bitterness units. And it's derived from basically the acidity or the alpha acidity present in beer. And when you're making beer, you're fighting the flavor of the malt, and you have to have something to counteract it, so you use the hops. Hops also serves as a great preservative. It helps to preserve the quality of the beer as well. You can grow hops. You can grow hops here in North Georgia. It's a product that you can grow. And if you're growing it, some people grow it and they use it in their own beer. Some people grow it and they like it because it's a beautiful looking plant. The thing that you got to remember is if you have hops and hops around your house and growing it, hops is toxic to dogs. So you got to make sure you keep it away from your pets.
That's a great answer, Doc Bill, because that was my next question. What is a hop? And you answered it already, but we have more coming up when we come back. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. angels, lonely as I am, together we cry.